Good morning, my favorite business partner.
Yeah, we're in a different part of the world at this point, so
I'm pretty sure it's morning now. Yeah, you should get up now. We're having an extra meeting.
Yes, we have a very important meeting in just a couple of minutes.
And while we're waiting, let me sit in your lap for a bit. Hello.
No, nothing serious, just the usual stuff.
Who's joining the call?
When did I mention the call?
It's gonna be only the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't lie.
It's very urgent and extra important. I missed you, sleepy eyes.
Oh, look at that pouty face. Would you know, I can take you seriously when you're making that face.
Are you really upset with me
for making you wake up from those nice little dreams you've been watching?
But I'm so much better. No?
But I can always leave you to rest if you want.
Just one word from you, and I will.
No.
You sure? Yeah. That's a firm hold. I don't think I'd be able to fight it. Not that I want to. Not that I would ever want to. Hello.
Remember the first time I landed in your lap? I slipped. You grabbed me. Oh, you did. You grabbed me with those hands when I was leaving. Well, trying to leave. And then you got so flustered.
Yeah, followed your instinct, and then got so afraid, so shy about it. But all it did in the end was prove that you should listen to your heart, to your desires, and if there is something you want, you reach out your hand and you get it. You grab it.
Oh, I liked it. If you haven't done that, I would probably leave you alone, as I promised. Where's fun in seducing someone who doesn't even want to be seduced?
But, you know, I think that deep down inside, we all want to be seduced. We want to be pursued,
Maybe not all the time, but we want to at least know how it feels to be truly wanted, to be desired, to be that someone who doesn't let them sleep at night, who makes them nervous and clumsy when we're around. That's exactly how I felt around you. Yes. Why would I make that up? No, I've never been the ice queen. I just tried being professional around you for as long as I could. But I was never caught with you. Okay, remember that Secret Santa game last year? Well, there's a high chance that I have rigged the game. Just a little. So that I'm the one who gets to give you a present, of course. And when it was time to finally reveal ourselves, I remember that flustered face, those sweet, cute cheeks turning red, and of course, that silly little grin you had on your face. You did. You were hoping I wouldn't notice, weren't you? But I did. And that's when I knew that I have to take you with me on that business trip. That started it all. I just had to ask you directly and find out if I was right or if I was insane. But my calculation turned out to be correct. And here we are. Not only your company's most valued partner now, you're my partner as well. Most valued. I'm so happy about the outcome. You have no idea. Although, it's really hard to keep myself from trying to touch you in public sometimes. Try to hold your hand. Or trace mine. Along your bed. When we're brainstorming, or your shoulders, when we're celebrating another win, or your thighs under the table when we're attending our meetings, my personal. It's so hard to keep my hands to myself sometimes. Takes so much self-restraint. But the moments like this one make up for all the weight I have to endure when we're around our colleagues. And since we escaped them, now we can do whatever we want. What about them? Honey, these people don't care.
It's not our company's jet. It's my private jet. And these are my people. Fox Airlines finally came true.
Aren't you excited? When we're finally done with this work trip, we can fly away wherever you want. Yes, one word from you, and our destination is set. Oh, really? You're sweet as ever.
I'd love to visit somewhere really romantic. A place where we could get some good food, some nice desserts, take a night walk around the town, maybe a boat ride even, and come back to our bedroom. Just imagine. Fresh and soft sheets waiting for us. Simply breathtaking view and some breathtaking activities. Sleeping all day. Well, you're not fun at all. What's the matter? Oh, really? What's up with your back? Do you just strain it? Or just simply feeling stiff? Well, I'm so ready to lecture you about your unfairly long working hours, but I know you don't like me doing that, so. I really want to, yes. But if it wasn't for that, you wouldn't have to worry about this back pain of yours. Tell me, who are you trying to prove yourself to? Yes, whose approval you're trying so hard to get? Is it mine? You know you don't need my approval. You're more than enough. You're perfect in my eyes. You're such a hard-working person. And such a caring partner. I'm so proud to be a girlfriend. Forget about your back. You might think you got your sneaky ways, but you seem to forget who's the fox here. Yeah. So, just by some lucky chance, truly, a couple of days ago, I read some interesting article. Yeah. It was about a research that was stating that there's a combination of ear acupuncture and cupping techniques that can help reduce back pain. Yeah, can you imagine? Just some traditional medicine source. Yeah. Why look so surprised? Our family is really fond of traditional medicine. I thought you knew that. Hence all of those hot spring trips. Yeah. So, how about you let me try it on you? I might be a bit familiar with that.
be gentle. And we'll take it slow. As we always like to do. Okay. Can feel they're a bit cold, so my warm hands should make it feel even better for you, right? Just close your eyes and enjoy the moment. Feel how a warm stream of replenishing energy is entering you through my warm, loving hands. This energy is slowly reaching your mind, where it's been collected into a big, warm, glowing ball of power. It's golden. It's so bright and sparkly because it is full of happiness, love, and hope. Your personal source of healing energy. Yes. Just like that. And now you're gonna send it flowing to every part of your body. Flowing down. Deep. Deep. This energy will wrap your shoulders, flow down your arms, while another streak is slowly exploring your neck and following down your spine. You are feeling those threads of light and energy exploring your body freely, moving around and filling you with stillness and comfort every second. You can feel your heart beating slower and more steady because you're finally ready to welcome this healing now, to let it in. You're feeling so much better, and this feeling will stay with you after I'm done. It will always stay with you if you decide to keep it. And if it doesn't, I'll be there to bring it back. If you ever feel like you need my help, I'll always be there to help you. Always. Let me keep sending this warm, healing energy your way. Just keep breathing. And keep your eyes closed. This reminds me of the first time I boarded a plane. I was so little. I remember being so worried about getting those airplane ears. My mom instantly noticed my anxiety. She tried to explain to me how it works and what causes it while giving me this little ear massage so that I stop worrying about it. And this irrational fear, it went away. It was such a nice experience to be in the presence of someone who cares and be told that everything's gonna be alright. I'll remember it forever. Now I can finally be that person to someone else. What? No, I'm just thinking, Fox ears are so different from yours. It takes a while to get used to your human ones. They're so cute and small. I can easily cup them with my hands fully, like this. You look so sweet. Oh, I love your cute little ears so much. Don't get too shy about it. You're like mine. Oh. Well, maybe when we finally land and get to that hotel room, I will let you take care of mine as well. Now, let me take care of yours. Yeah, let me take care of you instead. See it on your face. But thank you for telling me. I'm really glad to see your content, happy smile. But I wanted you to wake up. And it seems like I ended up doing quite the opposite to you. Are you feeling better? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
hope it helps. You are working really hard. Too hard sometimes. Although, it's definitely something I admire about you so dearly. I find it so fascinating to see you wearing that professional mask, to witness this confident leader, and to be ignored by you even for a change. Such a distinct contrast to the way you behave when we're finally back home. It's funny how tables have turned once you become our company's partner. A firm partner. I can't help but wonder if you'd keep you called professional, dominant act if I tried to make a move on you at our workplace. You know, work is for work, but sometimes I can't help but fantasize about trying out some personal activities in your office or mine. Yeah, there's something so exciting about the fact that we can get caught at any moment. Oh, well, but you do know that we will never actually get caught, right? Really? I can create any illusion I want. Sometimes I feel like you forget that I'm a fox, a trickster, and a master of illusions and manipulation. When it comes to others, of course, I could never do that to you. Never. I mean, can you ever imagine me doing something so vicious to my dear partner? Having my way with you, making you stop working and worrying about whatever it is on your mind. I would never do something like that. How could I? To our company's most important. So, I will never try to seduce you at our workplace, ever. Well, it's not about believing my own words. You are supposed to believe that, not me. But I'll try my best. I'm trying my best. I know how much you like this position. At work, I mean, of course. Do you think we're technically at work right now? Or not? Oh, please don't ask what I think. You know what my answer would be. We still have another hour or so, and I'm feeling too comfortable in your lap, so I'll stay there. While you're deciding if this can be considered our work day already, or not. Oh, I think
be okay with either of those. After all, for me there's gonna be only one difference. Which version of you I end up getting.